We wanted to talk a little bit about our earliest memories, right?
Well, yeah, I was thinking this the other day, and I remember my earliest memory vividly. So I thought I'd ask you, what's your earliest memory you have of existing? How old were you?
Well, as I mentioned in the blog, my father was a budding Steven Spielberg, so he had a camera in my face from the day I was born.
So you have lots of footage of you as a baby.
Lots of footage, but it's on the old 8mm. I should get it transferred one day. Some of it I will, some of it I won't, trust me. But I remember watching these films of some kid being pushed around in a stroller by some strange woman who ended up being my mother for when I was growing up. But the actual memories of actually being alive and experiencing something didn't come until much later. It was a couple of things, and one was tobogganing.
How old?
Ooh, I'm maybe 4 or 5. But even before that, I took skating lessons because my father wanted me to play in the big leagues, Tom Cochran, and I never made it. He wanted me to be an NHL player. My dad loved the certain team from back east, and he wanted me to be a hockey player for a little bit there. So he signed me up for skating lessons when I was 4.
So my
first 2 years I was skating. So what I was going to say is what I remember, really remember, is him taking me skating to the local outdoor rink and having me skate around and fall down on my behind time and time again. How about you?
Well, I have this memory. I was, I think about 3. I was about 3, 2, 3, somewhere around there. And
we can call somebody.
We can ask my mom. And I can vividly remember my mom gave me a bath and then I ran away from her giggling because she's trying to change me. And then get this, I ran out our back door and then ran down the side of our house.
Naked.
Into the front door. And I did this maybe 2 or 3 times. I was really fast, my mom said. So she couldn't catch me, but she tricked me because when I was giggling and running to go out the back door, I think for the 3rd time, she was there hiding and snatched me and pulled me into the house. Yeah, she was just very happy that nobody saw this happen.
I was going to say, do you remember the neighbors being out or anything like that?
It's so funny. I can remember vividly the way our house looked everywhere, the layout of the land of the house,
too.
Where
did you grow up? You grew up down the road here, right?
Yeah, Panorama Ridge area.
So that's around here? Yeah.
Yeah, it's about like maybe...
Have you been by your house? Have you ever driven by it?
It's gone now. Oh. The old one, yeah. That's gone.
What happened to
it? They tore it down.
Oh.
Yeah, so rebuilt.
Okay, that's too bad. Because my house growing up still there.
Yeah, well, my mom lives in the other house that we built.
Oh.
And she's still there.
Okay, well, there you go.
But so the house I'm talking about was like when I was really young. Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. I still remember
it. In case you're wondering, later in life, Leah would go to Wreck Beach and do the same thing.
With no towel. So we post this on Facebook at Pulse 107.7, and it's also on our website at pulsefm.ca. But Ryan chimed in and said his earliest memory, Neil, was when he was 3 or 4. He can remember watching the match game with Gene Rayburn with his grandmother, he said.
And I grew up watching Gene Rayburn
did
as
you?
Well.
Yeah.
It was an odd show. It's odd now because they're all drinking.
The
Alec Baldwin
hosts
it. No. And they're all drinking, but they used to drink. They'd literally be drunk
by like the last episode of the day they taped, I imagine.
This entire time they would be drunk on this show, and Gene Rayburn, I think, was drunk as well. Some of the things that would come out of his mouth.
It was a little more accepted back then on TV shows, I guess, because I think Hollywood Squares, too, they were
a little tipsy. Yep, they were.
So,
And you watch it now because they show them once in a while in the game show, the original ones.
Yeah.
And you have no idea who these celebrities are. It's like, who?
Who is that?
Who is, what's that one lady's name that was on it all the time? She was an older lady, very snooty. Thick glasses, and I can't remember her name. Anyway.
Yeah, so you can share your earliest memories with us. Head over to Facebook at Pulse FM. Pulse FM.
.ca
is our website.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Pulse 107.7. There we go.
Yeah.
I have so many things going on in my head. So
we've got the blog up there for you. We'll have it up there, and you can help us on Facebook
can't
as well
at
Pulse 107.7.